The Australian government and pharmaceutical exporters are scrambling to determine whether they will be impacted by Donald Trump's latest tariff bombshell. It remains unclear whether CSL would be directly impacted by the U.S. president's proposed 100% tariffs, because while it makes up the bulk of Australia's $2.2 billion export trade, it also has a substantial footprint, employing 19,000 staff in the U.S. Mr. Trump has said exemptions would only apply if a pharmaceutical company was building a manufacturing plant in the U.S. Health Minister Mark Butler says the government is still working to understand the implications of the announcement for Australian exporters.
I guess our job now is to protect the interests of Australians, most importantly Australian patients who have benefited for almost 80 years from the PBS, a great Labor legacy from the 1940s, and also to do what we can to support Australian companies who might be hit by what we regard as unfair, unjustified tariffs after 20 years of free trade.